Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it is the 15th of October, and I'm recording at 9:59 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, now I'm going to start this audio with a question for you. Which sectors of the stock market are going to do best? For instance, will it be the darling of the bull market up until mid-year? Is it going to be biotech? Or is it going to be high yielders and miners and some of the energy companies and low multiple stocks? Well, I think you can get part of the answer by looking at the biotechnology index, which you'll find easily enough in the library, symbol NBI. And what I can say about it right now, and what you've also heard me say about it earlier on in other broadcasts recently, is first, it peaked in July, and currently it's really lagged on its recovery. Well, it has had a good pullback. I mean, it got up to a high of 4,194, nearly 4,195, and then fell to 3,000, so good pullback, but it hasn't picked up much. Also, that low at 3,000 was below the low on August 24th, and a lot of other indices and a lot of individual shares on Wall Street did not break back down below that low, or certainly not by very much. And moreover, many of them have rallied right back up and tested the September high, as the S&P and a number of other indices are doing right now, whereas the biotech index is clearly lagging. So that, I think, provides a partial answer to my question overall. But then again, we've had a correction, a good correction in stock markets. So what are people actually going to want to go for? Are they going to go back to paying a big multiple and receiving a very low yield in the biotechnology sector? Or are they going to be more conservative? Well, I would say almost certainly they will be more conservative following the big correction. Now, don't get me wrong. If I was going to go walkabout for a decade and not look at stock markets at all, I would certainly want to be overweight in the biotechnology sector. But for the next 5 months, I think not. Here, and again, if they come lower, then they will look ever more interesting, and they might come somewhat lower, but there are a lot of attractive yields around. Also, it looks like lows are in for the commodity indices, and we know that we get in mature bull market phases, we tend to get a very good catch-up run in those highly cyclical resources shares. So I would have those, and then I would have the other more conservative big companies trading on conservative valuations relative to, in other words, below the valuations on the S&P 500 index, and paying a very decent yield, minimum 3%. And you can find yields up to 5, 6, even 7% here on some of the oil shares like Royal Dutch Shell. Okay, so now let's go back to the stock market indices and say what actually happened in here today? In this exciting environment, you know, you get a day up and a day down in here, but this was a good day to the bull side. And of course, it started in the Asia-Pacific region in Japan, the Nikkei 225, despite a strong yen at 118.89 against the dollar, although the dollar was weakening, so that puts it in perspective. It wasn't just yen strength, it was more a case of weaker dollar index for a while. But the Nikkei up over 1%, the topics index up 1.35%, so that's solid. But what did better still was the China sector here, and the Shanghai A-share index up 2.32%, and the Hang Seng up over 2%. China Enterprise Index up over 2%. Taiwan also up nearly 1%. Actually, very strong gains running right through. One of the bigger ones, Thailand, up 1.44, but all green. Then we look at Europe, and again, it's all green in here today. And Italy, which is up nearly 10% on the year. Strongest of the European stock markets on that basis, up 1.74%. Also Holland, that's the Netherlands, up 2.16%. So it was a good day here overall. UK FTSE up 1.1%. Euro Stoxx 50 up nearly 1.5%. Then Wall Street was interesting because Wall Street, after that run by Asia and also Europe, Wall Street started off quite firm, not surprisingly. Then it just about gave the whole thing up, and then rallied in the last hour and a half or more. And you know, we got the S&P up nearly 1.5%, NASDAQ Composite up 1.82%, Dow a good gain up over 1.25%. So a solid performance. Only poor old Canada got the red dot, down a third of a percentage point here today. Exciting stuff. Now, looking at the other markets in here, first we see that U.S. bond yields, they're still very low in here, so people are obviously concerned about growth, they're concerned about the delay in interest rate hikes. But here's the yield on the U.S. 10-year, 2.019, so just below 2.02. Still very soft. VIX down to 16.05. So nerves gradually steadying in here, but investors have been frightened, and bond investors are not giving up much ground, at least not in here today. What actually happened with the dollar? Well, the dollar index, which had broken under that 94 level. It's done that on a number of occasions. I haven't got the chart right in front of my eyes, but it's done it at least four or five times, and then gone a little lower, and then turned around, and it's bounced right back up. So staying within the range, and that's what it did here today. So it's up over half a point as I speak, and it's at 94.449. Little downside failure beneath that 94 level. Meant that, let's see, what else here took place here? Well, contributing to that, the euro, which must have been worrying the European Central Bank, but the euro's down sharply in here today, down to 1.1380, and the euro had a very good rally. Elsewhere, sterling must be lower, not all that much, 1.15475 here. And actually, those Asia-Pacific currencies have done pretty well here overall against a background of dollar weakness. Some of them would have given up a little ground in here today. But what's reassuring is that the rout that we were seeing in emerging market currencies, that has ended for at least the medium term. And many of those currencies look like they could strengthen just a little bit more. The way I described it, I think earlier in the week, I said that we had a situation where hedge funds were heavily short commodities, were heavily short the stock markets that produced of countries that produced those commodities, and were heavily short the currencies of those countries, and at least the ones that did have those positions really did very well, but they had to scramble to get out of those positions over the last three weeks or so. And there may be a little bit more scrambling that lies ahead of us, because sentiment on the part of many of these institutional investors is but I'm talking about really the big trading houses here for the most part, Goldman Sachs, so on, is a little bit on the pessimistic side here. But today belonged strongly to the bulls, as you know from my earlier comments here, with these rallies extending themselves. What I didn't mention also, I'm jumping around here, but I go back to remember I wanted to comment on it, is the utilities index that has pushed higher. It's back above its 200-day moving average, which is also turning upwards. So signs of a major meltdown, they're fading very much into the background. The big behavioral clue, of course, we got in August, and then on the retest of those lows that we or thereabouts that we saw in September, and that extreme bearishness that we were hearing from so many people. Nevertheless, it's still October. We still need to hold these levels. We can still expect some choppy activity. But when I was saying, when I wrote, what was it, two or three days ago, saying that the wanted to see best case scenario, you wanted to really see U.S. indices consolidate near their highs that they had seen on last Friday or on Monday, and they're pushing today. They pushed above those levels, so that's so good action here overall. Elsewhere, let's see the CCI. I'm sure that's going to be higher. I'm just going to put it up here and. CCI, that's the cumulative commodity index. Well, it's actually down a little bit today. I'm a little bit surprised. Not down much on that, but it has had a good run overall. Okay, I'll go back to some of these specific commodities here. Precious metals, with the dollar firmer, they have lost some of their form. Palladium, steady-ish though, 705. That's up $4. And the silver market steady here at 16.12. We're a little overbought on all these precious metals. And if there's one rule I remember, just having traded precious metals all my adult life, don't pay up for these markets, or if you do so lightly, because you'll almost certainly get a chance to buy them lower down. Platinum, which had been the laggard, has firmed, had a good run here. This must be up about 12-15% off its low at $1,005. That's up another 10 in here today. And gold bullion down $1,183. Industrial metals firmer in here today. Copper right now trading at 240. This is high grade copper. 2 COMEX 243.15. So that's having a good day, testing its recent rally recent rally high. And any others? Crude oil. This was interesting because I was a little bit surprised at, and somewhat disappointed to see early this morning the Brent crude was down, got down to $48.70, and has been down for the last 4 or 5 days. And I was a little bit surprised to see that, but it did pick up. So from that 48.70 low, it's trading here after hours at $50.14. So that's a good bounce, up 45 cents on the day. And also the WTI, that's the US contract, but less important overall. But earlier today, down to 45.23. But right now it's at 46.86, up 22 cents. Grains and beans, they probably help drag that CCI down a little bit. They're all lower in here today, it looks like. And coffee is a little lower. White sugar, still firm. Lumber. Lumber has been on a tear and still quite firm, up another $3.70. So, commodities, they're going to surprise people on the upside, I feel, over the next several months, and perhaps more. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.